Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. If you've ever watched American Ninja Warrior, you know that if anybody ever makes it to the very end, they run this entire obstacle course, and by the end, they hit this button, and their race is over, and they are exhausted. Well, we made it. Isn't that kind of like what 2020 has been? There's been pandemic, there's been civil unrest, it was even an election year of all things, but we finally made it. We get to say goodbye to the year 2020, and it has been a long year, to say the very least. The ending of this year will certainly bring joy for many people, and I can't tell you how many people I have talked to who have said the exact same words. At the very least, 2021 has to be better than 2020. We always hope for a good year, right? We always want a good year. But isn't that exactly what we said at the end of 2019? Wasn't that exactly our very same mentality? We had hoped that 2020 would bring us all kinds of blessing. But it didn't. Well, certainly there was blessing mixed in, but the suffering and the hardship and all of these things that we had never experienced, those are what shine through more than anything else this year. Which honestly really kind of clues us into to a certain reality. Is that we can hope and hope and hope and hope and hope that next year will be better, but we have no idea. There is absolutely no way for us to determine whether the coming year will be better for us or, heaven forbid, worse. We can't know whether it will be good or bad. And so as we enter 2021, we are left with a certainty of uncertainty. Which is why our text from Luke shared these words. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. You see, if you've been waiting for the turn of a new year to bring you hope for the future, sadly, you've waited for the wrong event. Now, I want you to understand, in 2021, there will be blessing. I don't want you to think it's only doom and gloom. There will be blessing. God has promised to take care of us. He gives us all of our daily bread situations, you know, our shoes and our food and our drink and our house and our home and our family and friends and on and on. And in fact, he's even given us a vaccine, which hopefully, as that continues to roll out over the course of the new year, it will put an end to the pandemic. There are certainly a multitude of blessings we still have in regards to family and things that we still recognize are good for us. And chances are they're going to continue into the new year. But it's also for us to understand that just because a new year is dawning, it doesn't mean that there is an end to hardship. Hardships and sufferings will endure. Probably in this year, there will be a certain relationship that will get strained or tested in your own life. More people you know will be hospitalized. There will be funerals that will need to be attended in the year 2021. Satan is assaulting God's church. Satan is assaulting God's people. He is trying to destroy our faith. And sin is still a reality in our world. With these two things before us, that God wants to offer us blessing and that we still have to deal with Satan and sin, and it means that 2021 is honestly going to be a mixed bag. There's going to be suffering, and there's going to be rejoicing. They will intermingle. Yet how much of each we get will be uncertain. This is why in Luke 12 we're taught to be ready. It's because in the midst of a world where there is so much uncertainty going on, and really our vision doesn't even continue past the next few minutes, let alone an entire year. But there is one certainty we can rely on. And that is that Jesus is coming again. That is 100%. Nothing will take that away. That will never change. And so what God says is, because this is something we can be certain of, we ought to be ready. Stay dressed. Keep your lamps burning, and then you will be blessed. That's what the Lord calls for. And so for the Christian, for you and me, it isn't the turning of a new year that brings us hope. It's the fact that Jesus is coming, and he will bring in the dawn of a new age where sin and death and suffering have no place. This is why we stand ready, because we want to enter that joy. We want to enter that blessing. We want to enter that reality. And so where do we look? But we look to what the Lord has already given us. Not what might come in the future, but what we have right now. In baptism, we are clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. And we should long to stay dressed in that robe, to seek that righteousness continually, to live according to God's word and in his promises. That way, when the Lord comes, we'll be able to stand. We'll be dressed. We'll be ready for the gift that God gives us into eternity. Jesus forgives our sins, and he's covered us with Christ's redeeming blood. In that same moment, in that baptism, God calls you his sons and daughters with whom he is well pleased. We live in this baptism, in this forgiveness, daily. And so every time in 2021, my encouragement for you is, as often as you put on regular earthly clothes, the ones that you wear every day, remember who you are according to your baptism. Remember that Christ has clothed you, and that no matter what day Jesus decides to come, whether it's, you know, in the last few hours of this year, whether it's next year, whether it's 10 years from now, that every day you are clothed with physical clothing, that you be clothed and ready to receive your Lord. And whatever uncertainty the new year brings, the Lord also encourages us to keep our lamps burning. Well, throughout the scriptures, we get this idea that fire and light, they're almost equivalent with faith and Christ. And the truth is that Jesus has sent the power of his Holy Spirit into you. The lamp that is fueled by the hearing of God's word. The forgiveness and life that is delivered to us in the Holy Scriptures. The lamp of faith that continues to be strengthened and fueled by the receiving of the Lord's Supper. This lamp can only be kept burning if God himself pours into you. And so Christ's two commands for you today, to stay dressed and to keep your lamps burning, they're both encouragements for you to look to the certainty of Christ's return. Because whether or not it is the dawning of a new year or not, we still live in uncertain times. And so whether his coming is tonight, that's what it says in the text, right? If it comes at the second hour, which was the watch right before midnight, or if it comes in the third hour, which was the watch that comes right after midnight, the Lord calls you to be ready. With these promises, with this word from the Lord, how should we approach the new year? What do we consider when we think about what 2021 might hold for us? I hope you have a cautious optimism. I'm hoping that 2021 is better than 2020, at least by temporal standards. But let us remember that no matter what the new year brings, the Lord is the one who does the blessing. Let us praise God for his goodness shown to us in Jesus Christ, his Son. Because in 2021, there's one thing that Satan and sin and the world cannot take away from you. And that's that your Savior Jesus has gone to the cross. That he has shed his holy blood and given his life for you that you might be forgiven. And by rising from the tomb, he opens the way to eternal life. That's something else we can be certain about, even in the midst of uncertainty. My friends, hate to say it, 2021 is going to be a mixed bag. It won't always be sunshine and daisies. It won't always be good. But it will always be a year that the Lord cares for you. It will always be a year in which Christ's death and resurrection are a reality for you. And it will always be a year that Christ calls us to be ready. By receiving him, both in word and sacrament, by allowing his words to hit our ears and believing them. My friends, 2021 is filled with uncertainty. And so in the midst of uncertainty, Let's cling to the blissful eternity that is certain for you and for me. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds, your certainty and your uncertainty. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.